this is Alan Weiss and The Way I See It, and today from the Million Dollar Consulting College in Newport, Rhode Island, and the Inn at Castle Hill. And I'm here with one of the participants, Leslie Austin, also known as the Lion Tamer. Leslie, how's it been going? Now watch what she says.
Good, thank you, Alan.
And what else could she say, right?
Right.
What have you learned today?
That's a rhetorical questioning that gets permission from your clients. How can they say no when you phrase a question that way so you can lead them where you want to go? Did I score well?
You scored well. Give me something you learned today.
Something I learned today is how important it is to have a really good brand, and that you can have more than one brand, but it's something by which people can identify you easily.
And you live in New York?
I do.
You work in New York?
I do.
Okay, what's the most challenging part of your business right now?
The most challenging part of my business is identifying exactly which clients I really want to be working with, because I've had a very broad range and I want to narrow down a little bit.
Okay, well, we'll work on that for the rest of the week.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, this is David Goldsmith. David's from Syracuse, New York, and of course he's got his hands full in Syracuse with so much business. Is that right?
That is absolutely correct.
And what's the biggest challenge for you in business right now?
Biggest challenge for me is creating a larger marketing pull to the executives that I try to reach.
And what are you doing to make that happen?
I've got a few things in progress. We've got an agent and a book that's in the works. We've taken on since the last consulting college, the brand of the Strategic Alchemist, spent more time on the blogging component and the writing side, as well as being much more forward with the clients that I'm working with, not giving them the time to breathe sometimes before I ask for the sale.
Strategic Alchemist is very good.
Yes.
Where'd you get that?
It was a dialogue that we had between a group of people at the table, and everybody came to the conclusion, including yourself, that the Strategic Alchemist was the strongest.
Well, continued success, and I'll see you in a little while.
Thank you.
All right, Lisa Hamaka from where in Massachusetts?
Bolton.
Bolton, Massachusetts, another metropolitan area.
Yes.
Okay, so why are you here?
I'm here to basically get a deeper understanding of what a great consultant is.
And what do you find that's advantageous about being with this diverse group of people here? We've got 11 people, all from different backgrounds.
Everyone learns differently, and while I find your methodology of teaching really interesting, I'm also learning from other people, just different viewpoints, etc., the opportunity to discuss things and hear what other people are doing in their practice. I think that's the hardest thing for me, is that I'm really new at this, and so I'm constantly wondering if this is an acceptable behavior or if this is an acceptable way of handling things, and to hear other people talk about that, not just someone who's been doing it for 30 years, is really great.
I'm going to take that as a compliment, okay?
Yes.
All right. So
that's twice today.
So who's your ideal client?
My ideal client is a $25 million company who would like to take their marketing to the next level in order to increase revenue.
And do you find that you're going to have to travel to find those companies, or are they around Bolton, Massachusetts?
They're around Bolton. Okay. I'm only a half hour from Boston.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Thank you for the 30-year endorsement. And this is Ann Latham, also from Massachusetts.
Yes, which Western
town?
Mass.
Western Mass. Which town? I won't even say the town.
West Hampton.
West Hampton. Is that's on the map somewhere.
It's near Northampton.
It's near Northampton.
Southampton, East Hampton.
It would be west of Northampton, I would assume.
Well, sort of.
How long have we been working together?
Years, I guess.
A couple of years, not 30 years, but a couple of years.
Yeah.
All right. And you just had a nice, successful contract completed.
Absolutely.
And give me just a couple of lessons you learned from closing this contract.
Keep at it.
Keep at it.
That's lesson number one. Keep doing what Alan says. Keep working on the value-based fees. That's three lessons.
And so you're going to be able to replicate this.
Absolutely.
Now,
the hard part is finding the next prospect. Fits the bill.
Right, so you got to find people.
That's
in the,
why I'm here.
Got to get people in the pipeline.
Yes.
And that's a matter of branding and so forth.
Yes.
That's right. And your perfect client would be what?
I'm pretty open.
Whoever walks by your door is a good client.
Well, I live in Western Mass, so the perfect client would be closer at home, but my current perfect client's in Philadelphia. So what can I say?
Okay, well, good for you. Continued success.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here. Okay, so we have Margie Haas from New York City. Right? Working on transformational coaching.
That's right.
That's right. How are you going to do that?
Good question. I think I'm already doing that. I like really working with top executives and finding out what hurts. But I need really getting in there deep. But I've learned today that not only the importance of the branding, but you know, what will really grab people's attention so I can expand that business.
All right. What's the most rewarding single thing about being a coach?
To see people really grow and be really, and see them shift their body and their whole face, and next time you meet them, they can report that they've really had successful changes in their lives, personal and professional.
Let's hope you feel that way by Friday morning.
I'm sure I will.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
All right, you hear general laughter in the background, and we're about to conclude this, but here's my after-the-music comment. The commonality about all of these people is that they're open, they check their ego at the door, and they're here to learn. And it doesn't have to be with me, it can be with anyone, but learning is important in this profession, and they're putting in that time. How about you? This is Alan Weiss, and The Way I See It.